Hello, and welcome to this week's Pulse Podcast. I'm Terry Rombeck of the Lawrence Journal World. This week, we'll have a conversation with Elizabeth Bergout, the KU professor who was in charge of the carillon on the KU campus. For the uninitiated, that's the bells that are housed inside the campanile. She's gearing up to play for commencement ceremonies on Sunday. After that, we'll tell you about some of the arts and entertainment events going on in Lawrence this weekend in our weekly Best Bet section. First, though, this story about the carillon and commencement. It's a beautiful Wednesday morning on Campanile Hill on the KU campus. Students are walking to finals, and bulldozers are working on the new football facility at the bottom of the hill. Elizabeth Bergout is far above all of this, about 100 feet to be exact. She's in the playing chamber of the campanile, practicing for Sunday's graduation ceremonies. Her audience is pretty much anyone on the KU campus. On Sunday, some 4,000 graduates will file through the campanile in a ritual of commencement. The walk through the tower has been a tradition since 1950, when it was still under construction. For the last 5 years, Bergout has been part of that tradition. As University Carillonneur, she plays for a half hour before the graduation procession begins. She then plays for 7 minutes as the chancellor and dignitaries march down the hill. And then, after the ceremony is over, she'll play for another half hour to entertain those who hang around the hill.
It's fun that it's part of the tradition, and sometimes when I go down while the graduates are marching through the campanile, they make such a great noise while they're walking through the memorial room. That adds a lot of energy to the whole experience. It's really exciting because it's the only time of the year that so many people are on the hill, and it's fun to see the two black stripes of graduates as they walk down the sidewalks, and then just to see the cheering crowds on both sides. It's really exciting.
The set of bells inside the campanile is called the carillon. It consists of 53 bells that are bolted to steel beams above the playing chamber. There's a clapper inside each bell, with a wire that connects the clapper to a keyboard inside the playing chamber. That keyboard resembles a piano, except the keys are made of wood, and Bergout plays them by hitting the keys with her fists. There also are foot pedals that control some of the bells. It's a noisy instrument. The method of playing means the alma mater, which sounds like this from the outside, sounds more like this from inside the playing chamber. There are nearly 200 carillons in the United States. KU's is the only one in Kansas. Bergout says she thinks the bells are played enough that some people on campus get used to hearing the music.
I think a lot of times it's in the background. They hear it while they're coming up the hill. I play during the week. I have students who play, and there are several people from the community who play regularly. So it's played often, but I'm not sure how many people stop to take notice of, oh, the bells are playing. People who come for tours often tell me, I thought it was a machine that played the bells. So that's something that I hear quite often. But it's just part of campus, and people appreciate that.
There's no doubt people will notice the bells again on Sunday for commencement. Bergout figures that appreciation will probably last forever.
Most definitely, KU wouldn't be KU without the campanile.
The graduation procession starts at 2:30 on Sunday. More information about the festivities can be found at commencement.ku.edu. Now here are some of the other events going on in Lawrence this weekend. You can check out the newest creation by the young artists at Van Gogh Mobile Arts. They're unveiling a mural with a reception from 4:30 to 6:30 today. That's at the Zarco 66 station at 1415 West 6th Street. Ross Neville and the Kingstonians will hold a benefit concert for former drummer Maxi Martinez, who is undergoing cancer treatment. The show is at 10 tonight at the Bottleneck. The crazy mobile creations of the Art to Go parade will find their way down Massachusetts Street on Saturday. The parade starts at 10:30. Afterwards, Truck Stop Honeymoon plays a concert at the Replay Lounge, and bands Blue Orleans and the Global Warmers are playing in the street outside the Replay as well. A couple of other concerts going on this weekend, both at the Granada. Black Rebel Motorcycle Club plays at 8 on Saturday, and on Sunday, the Animal Collective plays a show at 9. That does it for this week's Pulse Podcast. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you back here next Friday.